Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS. Or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Well, the elites are at Smith Lake in Alabama dodging pontoon and wake boats. So today we have St. Croix Bassmaster Opens winner Ethan Fothergill in the Rapala winner's circle off his win at Lake Eufaula in Oklahoma, which he anchored with an 8-pound, 12-ounce toad he caught on a finesse rig. Also, we caught up with Cullman, Alabama's Jordan Lee before this Smith Lake event, and in the leadoff role, Neil Paul from visitanderson.com on what's going on Lake Hartwall this summer and fall. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com.
bassmaster.com and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year Gerald Swindle had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com, and for a limited time you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. The segment of the show is brought to you by Visit Anderson and Lake Hartwell and Green Pond Landing and everything that is just so tremendous about Lake Hartwell and about that part of the country. And Anderson, South Carolina, just absolutely amazing. I've said it over and over again. Every time I go there, I can't wait to go there in October for the Open, the final Open of the year, where we'll be determining who those nine new elites will be. And I always take my wife with me when I go over there, and love to stay up in town, and it's just such a great place. If it didn't exist, you'd have to invent it. And of course, Lake Hartwell fishes so tremendously. Last week, they had a high school deal there. They had 400 and some odd boats, and it's one of the few places you could do it because the lake fishes so big. It's amazing. Joining us now, though, is a guy that's a great, great friend of the show, and the one and only Neil Paul, and he's on the VMC hook from Visit Anderson. Neil, welcome in. How are you, man?
Tom, how are you, man? This is always great to have an opportunity to catch up.
Are you recovered yet from that deal you had there last week where you had 480 boats or whatever it was?
The first answer is no. I mean, you know this as we get a little more experienced in life, recovering from these things takes a few more days,
yeah.
I think, each year. But it was a tremendous event for us last week in our community. Anytime you can host a youth event, a high school fishing event, and I think we fished 437 boats last week. And, you know, folks will, you know, we can split hairs on, you know, whether it's too much or, you know, the those kinds of things. I'm not a part of the decision making for that, but, you know, we get an opportunity to host an event. My job is to obviously you want to do right by your resource and your fishery, but anytime you can bring an event of that magnitude into your community, it means, you know, it's heads in beds, it's meals in the restaurants, it's people buying gas and tackle and all those things. It just goes into your community. And so we obviously look for those types of opportunities, and obviously had anglers here from all over the country and even international.
Yeah.
Several international teams as well.
Well, you get a little break, about a 6 or 7 week break, and then it's time for the Strike King Bassmaster College National Championship presented by Bass Pro Shops. That's a biggie. That'll be at Hartwell August 22nd through the 24th. But it's not like you guys just roll up on, you know, August 20th, 2 days before, and go sweep the, you know, the parking lots over there at Green Pond Landing, right? I mean, this is something that there's a lot of planning that goes into leading up to an event.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And so we have a tremendous team here at Anderson County. Our, you know, first of all, and I've said this before, the leadership of our county has been tremendous to give us a facility like Green Pond to be able to host these types of events, but not only to give you the facility, but then give you the resources and the support you need to go out and be able to recruit and bring in these types of events. And then our parks department, Matt Schell is our parks manager, and I like to kid him because he's more of an offshore angler than a bass guy, but he embraces these opportunities just like I do. And he we like to burn the midnight oil together and get in there and really plan and prepare. And, you know, we're involved in everything from the contract negotiations and the host agreements to the parking plans, the volunteers. And I think it shows because we put a lot of time and effort into the experience here when people come here. And I think it shows in the effort that we give back. One of the things that I'm really proud of here is the fact that we have, you know, Green Pond will be 10 years old in December. In fact, we're going to have a birthday party. I'll have to get you down here.
Yeah.
But Green Pond's going to be 10 years old in December. And we, even in year 10, we're finding ways to bring in new events. We've had college series events here before, but the first time that the college national championship will be contended on Lake Hartwell, and we're really excited about this opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be great. And then, as I alluded to, in October, you guys get to wrap up the Open Series, and the St. Croix Bassmaster Opens will wrap up there at Hartwell. We'll mint 9 new elites, and that's always exciting as well. And, as we got, 3 events now left this week, and then 2 more events in New York left in the elites, the Opens kind of takes front and center. And that's going to be an exciting week in October.
Oh, it will be. And I got to mention too, and this is a great credit to the folks at Bass and the folks at Fox Sports. But if you recall, Bass announced recently that for the first time, all 3 days of the Open, with it being the final Open, all 3 days are going to feature live coverage.
Yeah.
So that's going to be tremendous for us. And, you know, that's one of the reasons, you know, a lot of folks have asked before why we haven't had a March or an April Open, you know, something earlier in the year. And up until this year, the only television coverage that Fox and Bass were able to negotiate and work out were in that final Open each year. Mm-hmm. So for me as a community host and as a tourism director, for us, it just made the most sense. You're paying the same thing everybody else is paying for an event, but you're getting television coverage out of it. So that was a tremendous impact for us to be able to have the live coverage on the lake when we've had opens in the past. And now we're going to be the first one to get to experience 3 days alive with an Open. So we're really excited about that too.
Yeah. Neil Paul with us from Visit Anderson. And now we just saw the 4th U.S. Open played at Pinehurst, which isn't too far from where you are at. And we know that there are 4 more already scheduled at Pinehurst U.S. Open. So you have had 4 Bassmaster Classics. I'm not asking you to tell any stories out of school here. We know that we're going to Ray Roberts next year, but it's got to be starting to come up on the calendar at some particular point in time. Bass doesn't go out, you know, 20 years in advance like they do with the USGA, but I would imagine the discussions are underway at some particular point in time that a Bassmaster Classic number 5 will be showing up at Lake Hartwell as well.
We will not say no to that. And we are always ready to welcome the Bassmaster Classic back to Lake Hartwell and to the great community there in Greenville, mm-hmm. South Carolina. Their folks do a great job, obviously, with the expo and the weigh-ins. But no, absolutely, the opportunity to host number 5 and to be the first community, or fishery, rather, to be the first fishery to 5 is obviously that's on our radar. It's on our radar, and obviously we'd love to do it. And you know, I want to twist the arms. You know, sometimes I'd love to go ahead and be able to pencil in a couple. You know, but obviously Bass has they have a protocol and they have procedures in place and how they want to do things, and we're going to be respectful and follow that. But always know that the Bassmaster Classic is welcome here at Lake Hartwell for sure.
In our last couple of minutes, you're famous as a guy that gets out there and marshals quite a few Elite Series events. And I would imagine, and Hartwell is a lake. Hartwell is the place I first saw forward facing sonar with Justin Hamner, actually, there back in several years ago now. I think, I don't know, 18, 19, somewhere in there. Well, maybe 20 when we were there. But in any event, I would imagine as a marshal, you know, watching that, it's fascinating to see the pros and how they handle that forward-facing sonar, and it's obviously controversial in some ways, but has been, you know, become such a big part of what we see, and obviously seeing it this week at Smith Lake in Alabama, which is kind of a similar fishery in a way to Hartwell.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, the hard thing is whether, you know, with the different events and things that we've had here, it's the one place that I'm not able to marshal. So I got to either resign the week that they're here or take some kind of, you know, can't call in sick, but maybe I could call in sorry and spend a week out there. But, you know, it what a fascinating tool, you know, forward facing sonar. And it's a polarizing topic. People are at opposite ends of the spectrum on it, but it's certainly changed the game for sure. It's also changed, you know, it's changing fish behavior, but also I think the key, the angler that survives this and is able to move his game forward is not the guy that operates, you know, forward facing sonar better than everybody else, but it's the guy that becomes more versatile, because at some point in time that you're going to have to be able to rely on your instincts to catch fish.
Yeah.
And the guy that's able to do that is the guy that's going to continue to forge ahead.
Nick, Neil Paul has been our guest. Neil, appreciate you so much as always. Try to get over there in August. Definitely be there in October. But I appreciate you. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Tom. And you're welcome here anytime. Can't wait to see you.
Thank you. That's Neil Paul. What a great friend he is and a great friend of the show. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, we had an opportunity to catch up with Jordan Lee before things got started this week on Smith Lake. And if you want to talk about Smith Lake, you got to talk about Jordan Lee. I mean, it's his neck of the woods. I think he still would consider it his home pond. Coming off of a surprising result, for sure, in Decatur, Alabama at Wheeler a couple of weeks ago. And we'll get into all of that with him, but we had an opportunity to talk to him a little bit before the event started. He joins us now on a VMC hook. Jordan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, man. Doing good.
You know, we're
at home right now, so I'm happy to be on here.
We just wrapped up with Neil Paul over at Visit Anderson and Lake Hartwell, and of course you got fond memories there. That was when you completed your back to back run of a Bassmaster Classics, and what a tremendous fishery that is. They had a high school deal there a couple of weeks ago that had like 430 boats in it, and if there's a lake that can handle it, it's Hartwell because it's just so massive. And I know you have fond memories of the last classic that was there.
Oh, yeah, and that's actually the last time I've even weighed a line on it. So I kind of want to go back, and I kind of don't because I know it's not going to get any better than that. So, I mean, I may not ever make another cast there, but I'm sure I will. And Hartwell is a great lake. You know, there's a lot to offer in the host city there, and just everybody around there, man, they're bass fishermen, and it's a really cool town. And I love lakes like that where the city's really involved, and you know, we're getting more and more of those, and it's, you know, a great place to have a tournament.
Yeah, I say the last classic you fished, of course, there was a classic since then, and when Jason Christie got the long-awaited victory there, and as well. But it is a tremendous fishery. There's no doubt about it. And I would imagine that had to be a huge motivation for you to come back to bass. Is you know, there's still nothing that can replace a Bassmaster Classic, and twice you got to do that and raise the trophy, the Blue Trophy, and you're in great shape to make the Classic coming up at Ray Roberts next March in Texas. So that had to be a huge motivating factor.
Oh, yeah. You know, I really want to get back to the Classic and just have an opportunity to, you know, to try to win another one. And, you know, it's just really a cool tournament. I mean, your family and, you know, that was always the most fun part for me was just having the family there. And it's the biggest event in fishing. And it's just a fun week, too, on top of that, whether you win or not. And, yeah, I'm hoping I can, you know, I'm sitting in a good spot right now. Just got to catch some fish, and we're going to try to, you know, do that in the last three tournaments and make that 25 Classic.
You were sitting in a really good spot. I mean, you were the one that had a shot, it looked like, at Trey McKinney for Angler of the Year if he stumbled a little bit.
Yeah.
You had come out of the gates flying. I mean, 9, 15, 5, 12 in your first four events, a nice finish at Lake Murray as well, 31st. And then you go to your home state, and we're thinking, hey, Jordan Lee. And it kind of didn't go that way. A little crash and burn at Wheeler a couple of weeks ago. What happened?
Well, not much happened. I'll tell you what happened is I had a preconceived notion of where I thought where the fish were going to be. And I don't have a lot of history on Wheeler, to be honest with you. I haven't fished there as much as I have, other lakes. I mean, we have so many, and it's like, you know, you got Smith and Gunnersville, and a lot of like the Smith Lake guys, they're not going to Gunnersville or they're not going to Wheeler, maybe once every, you know,
right,
once a year. But anyway, I really thought the fish were going to be on the main channel there in Decatur. That's where I've caught them, you know, this time of year, and they just weren't. The bite was out in the flats, in the grass, primarily. It was off the main channel. There were some guys on the main channel, but there was a lot more guys off the main channel, you know, and a lot of the fish were off the main channels. And, you know, I never even practiced that way. It was just, and on top of that, you know, when I got around areas with fish, I didn't get bit, and I never could get those clues.
Yeah.
So it was just a bad, you know, it was just a bad week for me. It was just a bad practice, bad tournament. And, you know, looking back on it, you know, I learned a lot though from it. I typically can learn from my mistakes. So, you know, we'll see going forward, but yeah, it was a tough tournament for me. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, Jordan Lee with us here, two-time Bassmaster Classic champ, Jordan Lee. You know, your buddy John Cox, you want to talk about being off the main channel. That dude was off the planet. I mean, you know where he was, way up in there in the Swoop Pond. I mean, he was way in the back of Spring Creek, and he was doing damage with that Berkeley Swamp Lord frog that you won a pile of money on in an event just, you know, earlier this month. And, you know, maybe you needed to follow old John Cox back there and fish in 2 feet of water with the Swamp Lord.
Oh, I would have loved that. You know, I taught myself about, it was somewhere, sometime during practice, and I was like, man, I may need to go back there. I was like, there could be grass in there and back in Sweeps Pond, but I was like, I remember somebody doing good during an event, and I'm like, nah, there probably ain't no grass back there. And, you know, I just it came through my mind, but I didn't go through with it. And anyway, yeah, watching the footage of John just whacking him on the swamp board back there, I was like, oh man, I could have done that 2 times in a row. And I threw a frog a lot in this tournament, in this practice, but in all the wrong areas. I was in lily pads, and there was a ton of lily pads, and man, they just didn't play.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, did a lot of the right things in a lot of the wrong areas, and that's a recipe for disaster. But John put on a clinic back there. It's fun to watch.
You know, I know a frog is a frog. There is something a little bit different about that Swamp Lord. It's boxy. You know, it seems like it's very buoyant and it's very boxy. It doesn't have that torpedo shape to it as much. And John wasn't even trimming the the tails on that thing. He just, you know, took it right out of the box and boom, was fishing with it. He said he only had two of them in that color scheme, but it is a little bit different frog, it seems like, than other hollow body frogs.
Yeah, it's a little different. And they, you know, they made this frog. Bobby helped design it. Right. And it's got a couple of cool little things on it. But, I mean, yeah, it moves a lot of water. It's a bigger frog. I mean, it's more of a, you know, if you got places where you throw a frog, like in the mats, and you saw where John was throwing it, where I was throwing it, it's just a little bit bigger profile, and it just seems, you know, a tad bit bigger, you know, and, you know, it keeps the water out of the frog. It's got a cool little shrink wrap deal wrap around the hook, and it's just it's a fun little frog. You know, frog fishing is supposed to be fun. And I mean, everybody loves frogs. Yeah. Everybody likes buying frogs. It's just one of those baits. You're just like, man, this is going to be fun to throw.
Yeah.
So,
all right. So let's talk a little bit about Lewis Smith Lake here in Cullman. That's your hometown. It's as people are listening to this, we're definitely thinking you're still fishing over the weekend. If it's not a tournament, though, is Jordan Lee fishing Smith Lake in Cullman, Alabama, the weekend before the 4th of July? You know, is this a time of year that you would be out there on Smith Lake typically just to go fishing?
No, this isn't a week you'd just typically just go out there and go fishing. Look, Smith Lake is a good lake. I think it's going to be better than what I'm thinking even it is. And, you know, I say that. I mean, you know, in the evening times is when they have tournaments out there, evening and nighttime. There's not a lot of daytime tournaments, especially bigger tournaments in the summer. But, yeah, it's not a week you just pick and, let's make a trip to Smith and go fishing. But, you know, it could surprise us all. It's not known for big fish, you know, but there are some bigger fish in there, some largemouth that are bigger. And I don't know. I think some guys are going to crack the code to something a little different. But it is a tough lake. You know, it's going to be the toughest of the year as far as weight-wise for us. So it's going to be interesting. It really is. A lot of boat traffic. Guys catching one day, not the next.
Yeah.
Not have some secret juice hole they're running to and miraculously. It's going to be a grinder's tournament. So be interesting.
Yeah, just boat navigation will be a thing, you know, as well. And, you know, with all the wakes and everything else, wake boats out there and the pontoon boats out there. Yeah. And you know, especially when you get to the weekend, just navigating your way around that pond is going to be something. All right, man, seventh place now, 100 points back in AOI. Trey McKinney, you're going to run away, hide a little bit. But we'll see whether or not, you know, he can keep that going and whether or not you guys can track him down. But I appreciate you so much joining us, and good luck when you get up up north as well. I know you're going to whack him at Champlain and at the St. Lawrence River as well. So we'll look forward to a great finish to the season for you.
I appreciate it. All right. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. That's Jordan Lee, and this is a great, great fisherman. Ironically, no blue trophies. All he has is some brown trophies. Those classic trophies, you know, those are the ones that he has. But, you know, he is 100 points back in the AOI standings. But so is a bunch of guys, you know, in that neck of the woods, that area. Trey McKinney entered this week with about a 59-point lead over another Alabama angler, current classic champ Justin Hamner. So we'll see what happens there. McKinney's going to be tough to track down. He's a pretty versatile angler, so we'll see what happens with that. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back with more. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
we could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winner's Circle. That's right, Rapala. Don't forget Crush City, man. And look for new stuff coming from Crush City this summer as well. And, boy, I'll tell you what. The mayor, the freeloader, a lot of money won on that stuff. I mean, it's just tremendous. So check out the Crush City line from Rapala as well. All right, joining us now in the Rapala Winner's Circle, this guy is amazing. He's been on the show before because last year he won the college bracket, you know, a little brain surgery in between the national championship and the bracket, no big deal. And then he went on to fish in the Bassmaster Classic. He'll be fishing again in the Bassmaster Classic next year. And he may be an elite by then because he now sits atop the EQ standings in the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series. He's Easton Fothergill, and he joins us now on the VMC line. Easton, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are things back in Minnesota? Cool off a little bit? I mean, you get away from that oppressive heat and get back up north?
Yeah, we left Oklahoma as fast as possible after that. I was pretty sick of the heat and humidity, but yeah, it's really nice to be back home here, and you can actually breathe a little bit, so it's nice for sure.
You know, everybody expected that you were a guy that could come on late in the season because of your experience up north. We'll get to that in a minute, but you have crushed it in this southern swing. You started right out with a 7th place finish at Okeechobee, 11th place at Lake Ocheeda and Ojeda, and then on to Santee Cooper, where you struggled a little bit, but you came back strong, you know, not only in the Classic, but, you know, at Logan Martin, and then, of course, you get the win at Eufaula. So, you know, this has been a pretty good run for you, but you do go to school in the South, so I imagine you hit some of these waters in the past.
Yeah, I definitely credit my success in the Southern Swing I credit to going to Montevallo here for the last 4 years. You know, I've been fishing all over the place in the South, like I said, for 4 years now, and I definitely credit that 100% to going to school down there and, you know, kind of learning the Southern waters and just getting a feel for all that. And yeah, that's what I credit to for sure.
What was your feeling going into to Eufaula? Was it a survival mode type deal, or did you feel like, yeah, I'm on something here?
Going into the event, as I was driving up there, I was just thinking, yeah, I need to survive this one, and then, you know, we'll move on and get to the Northern Swing and hopefully do some damage up there. But as practice went on, I started getting more and more comfortable with how it was fishing. Just got more and more dialed in as the days went on. So every single day that went by, I was like, man, this could come together, and just got more and more dialed in as the week went on.
You now lead the way in the EQ standings. You know, there's some pretty good money attached to that. Is your focus just, look, I got to be in that top nine, I got to make the elites, or are you really focused on, you know, let's go ahead and win the AOI?
I guess now is the focus is to win AOI. That's in the position I'm in. That's something I feel like I got to strive for. And, you know, I'm always striving for the win because in fishing, I feel like you always fall short, right? Or almost all the time. So if you shoot for the win, you know, you fall a little bit short, you'll still end up where you want to be. So that's kind of my mindset for the rest of the season.
Let's talk about how you got it done on Eufaula, because this was very, very interesting. And you did some things on Championship Saturday that a veteran angler would do. There's been a lot of chatter about forward-facing sonar and these young guys and how it's zoomed them to the top of the list and everything else. But you fished old school, man. I mean, you drove by a point. Yeah, it looks kind of good over there. So you swing in there, check it out on the 2D, find out that there's deep water nearby, there's some boulders on it, and you fished it, and that's where you caught the 8 3/4. That's not some guy just randomly out in the ocean, you know, looking around with forward-facing sonar. That's kind of – we've been doing that for 100 years, it seems like, fishing.
Right. Early on in practice, I stumbled up on a pattern. My pattern was – it had to have immediate deep water access, and it had to be rock on top of the points. And it didn't necessarily have to be points, but like I said, it had to be super, super sharp breaks right near where I was catching the fish. That was the main key. And I was using my side imaging, my Hummingbird side imaging to, I don't even know how many hours I put on my motor just graphing around. And some of my spots were only about 20 yards long. And those were my best spots because they didn't show up on a map or anything. And those were the spots that were kind of ignored by the rest of the field. But yeah, I ended up at the end of practice, I had about 10 spots that I was rotating throughout the tournament. But yeah, it was, the main key was underwater rock bluffs. And then on top of it would be kind of gravel. And some of them even had standing timber on them. So, and I was fishing all those with a Nico rig almost the whole time. Until the final day, I had to make an adjustment and go shallow with a chatterbait to fill my limit, and which ended up being the winning fish. But yeah, it was a super cool week for sure.
It's such an adjustment that you had to make, which is again a big part of fishing. It's not like you're a one trick pony. That's for sure. You were dock fishing and doing these different things. It's got to be tough. Talk to me about the 8 3/4. I mean, I can't even believe I'm saying it. The 8-pound 12-ounce bass that you caught on that point, on that Nico rig, on that Strike King cutter worm, and just talk about how you had that rigged up and how fearful you were with light tackle like that you were going to be able to get that behemoth in the boat.
Yeah, so I was running down the lake, planning on going to where I started that day, and just a light bulb went off. Like, wow, like, you know, I got to pull in there, and just a gut feeling, total gut feeling. So I pulled into there, got up there, and it was the first cast, I believe, I caught that 8-pounder. But yeah, all week I was using an 8-pound braid to a 12-pound leader with a Nico rig. And to be honest, the worm really didn't even matter. It was having a heavy weight to get it to fall fast because right. It was a complete reaction strike all week. But I got up on that point, and they were dotted up on it pretty good. And it just, yeah, like I said, it was a gut feeling. It just felt right. I actually found that spot the first day of practice, and I didn't fish it since. So, and I caught that 8-pounder, and that thing jumped like 4 feet out of the water. And at the whole time I was fighting it, I was like, okay, it's like a 7-pounder. And until I had it in my hands, I had no clue it was that big, like that much of a game changer. It was a crazy fish catch for sure.
Okay, it's a 7-pounder. It was a spinning rod, an 8-pound braid. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I'd still be freaking out. Easton Fothergill with us here talking about his big fish catch that led to his big win at Eufaula. He gets the win by a couple of pounds. You get it near the boat. Now the trick is landing it. And just talk about that a little bit, because you had to chase this thing a little bit too, right? I mean, this was like bone fishing red fishing out in the back bays of, in salt water and brackish water. You kind of had to chase that fish a little bit with your trolling motor.
Yeah, he launched all the water, and then he kept wanting to dive under the boat. I don't know. He's just shooting for the deep water, I guess. But yeah, I had to get up on the trolling motor twice and actually back the boat up so he didn't get too far into the boat. And when that happens, things can be disastrous. He gets back by the motor and stuff. But yeah, I chased him down twice, made sure that didn't happen, and then we got him in the boat. But using the spinning rod, that's just being from Minnesota, I believe. I grew up with a spinning rod in my hands. All our lakes are super clear, and I was born and raised a finesse fisherman, so I think that's where that comes from. I'm super comfortable with a spinning rod in my hand for sure.
It's got to be a PB, right? I mean, come on. 8 pounds, 12 ounces. Is that the best ever for you?
I actually caught my PB at Okeechobee this year, a 9-1.
Oh, that's so right. That's my second. That's right. You had
that's my second one. Biggest ever.
Right.
Caught them both with a live camera in the boat, which is super cool.
That is way, way cool. Now, if I rip that transducer off your boat, all right, that forward-facing transducer off your boat, I just ripped that thing off of there and said, do you feel like you're still doing the same kind of damage that you did in this particular tournament, and that you would have still stopped on that spot and been able to figure it out with traditional 2D and side imaging, which we've had for years and years now?
I do think I still would have stumbled up on that pattern, but all forward facing does is make you a little bit more efficient. You can actually see the fish and pinpoint them, but I would still be rotating those spots just like I did, but like I said, it makes you just a little bit less efficient not having it. I would be, power fishing just like I do with the forward facing. So, but yes, I do think I would make the same rotations and ultimately probably make the same adjustment at the end to go shallow with the wind blowing.
So now you catch the 8-pound 12-ounce fish. And you've got like, what, 10 and a half in the boat? Because you had one little one in there, right?
Yep.
You know, when you catch that. So now you got 10 and a half in the boat. 10 and a half doesn't win the tournament for you on the final day. You needed to get to at least 15 pounds. You ended up at 16, 11. So now you got to go find other fish, and there's that pressure. You don't want to be that dude that brings the 8-pound, 12-ounce fish to the weigh-in and doesn't win the tournament. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to win the tournament now. Mm-hmm. So talk about the adjustment you made to go to the chatterbait and to catch those fish to fill out the rest of the limit.
Yeah, so after I caught that 8-pounder, my plan was just to keep doing my pattern the rest of the day, and the bites will come together, right? So I kept running my pattern, and I ended up catching one more keeper, and before I knew it, it was about 1 o'clock. The wind's ripping. In the back of my mind, I know there's a windblown bite going on somewhere. And I'm running my pattern, and just another one of the light bulbs went off. Like, hey, let's pick up that chatterbait and let's go shallow. Let's just try a couple spots. And I actually did find a good school shallow with the wind blowing from the same direction one of the days of practice. So I ran to that little area. The wind was blowing the same exact direction, blowing over that bar the same exact way in practice. And you know, I pull up there and first cast, I catch a little one, non-keeper. And then next cast, I catch that first good keeper. That was my fourth keeper. And then that ended up killing the school, those two fish that I caught. And then there was another bar that looked good. Actually didn't fish this one in practice. It was right next to that spot. So I went to that one, and that was where I caught my fifth keeper. So it's definitely pretty cool how I was able to make adjustments throughout the day and, you know, fill my limit and get the win for sure.
Eastern Fotheringhay with us here coming off his win at Eufaula. And now you're up north. You're back in Minnesota. Leech Lake is coming up. This is a place none of us know about except for you. Now, I know that the guys are going to have their week of practice and so on, and they're going to get it dialed in a little bit. But just talk about your confidence level going into this final stretch here where you'll be at Leech Lake. And after St. Clair, of course, is next. It's St. Clair and then Leech Lake and then the upper Mississippi River before you go to Hartwell to put a capper on it.
Yeah, my confidence is high for sure, but I know in the back of my mind that these guys are too good to let up at all. Got to keep grinding just as hard as I did in the Southern Swing. But yeah, 5 days of practice on Leech, these guys are going to really dial it in, and I'm going to have to bring my A game just like anywhere else. So, but Leech Lake is definitely a super fun lake. There's largemouth and smallmouth, big ones of each, and I'm really curious to see how it'll go down with the 225 boat field out there. The lake has never seen pressure like that before, so We'll see how it goes, and I'm really curious to see what the weights will be like.
It's a massive lake, though, isn't it? I mean, it's a big body of water.
It is a giant lake, yeah, and it does get really bumpy when it blows, so hopefully it can stay calm for us just for a couple days and, you know, hopefully let us go out there and bring in some big bags.
So you fished the Classic this year after winning the Classic bracket, and it's not like you just went there for show and, oh, isn't that nice, the college guy got in. I mean, you finished like 16th or something. I mean, you had a nice Bassmaster Classic. Now you're going to go to Lake Ray Roberts. You may be an elite by then. You're leading the points. This is the stuff that dreams are made of, especially for a guy that had brain surgery before the Classic bracket.
No, I was talking to my camera guy on the way in from Eufaula, and I was just like, this is – every day I launch for an open is a dream come true itself. And, you know, now I'm fishing Classics, and it's crazy how much that one bracket tournament has changed my life, because I would not be able to financially be able to do the opens, at least now. I would be able to eventually, but it's just sped up everything at least a couple years.
Well, you know, it's
just crazy.
It's a God thing. You know what I mean? I mean, really, in the end, I know you know, keep your faith out there first and foremost, mm-hmm. but it's hard not to look at this and say, yeah, this is kind of a God thing here. I'm getting guided here.
It is.
And it's tremendous.
No doubt.
Yeah, the way it's been working out for you. Easton Foldergirl has been our guest. Well, Easton, congratulations on the win. Who knows? We might be talking again before the season's out.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you. Man, I really like that kid. I really like that. And it's so disrespectful to these guys that are out there chirping like crazy. I mean, I understand some of the issues about forward facing. I don't think it's right to have it hanging all over the boat, but come on. I mean, let's show some respect. Let's put some respect on these guys' names. I mean, this dude did exactly what any one of us would have done over the years, seeing something that looked kind of good and just stopping on it, checking it out, and catching, you know, 8 3/4. I mean, that's just incredible. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Now, Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including like water temp and grass and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Now, how would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather or water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip and create new dots with a single tap. We'll set up a dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage so that you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Now let's take a look at the Minn Kota Quest for the AOI After Wheeler. The new Quest series of dual 24-36 volt brushless trolling motors was designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest of environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever, and even an eco mode to extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do is quit. So looking at these Progressive Bassmaster Angler of the Year standings right now, Trey McKinney still leads the way. He has about a 59-point lead over Justin Hamner, who has moved into second place. Cody Huff is third. Jacob Fouts fourth. And Chris Johnston now fifth, about 90 points back or so. Check that, about 110 points back with three events to go in the season. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and on all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.